Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Masechet Teshuvah, the Laws of Repentance, the Sefer Ma'ariv, the Book of Knowledge, which then we segue into a related idea, which the Rambam actually opened up when he started the Hilchos Teshuvah. He mentioned this idea that the Teshuvah, which is really everyone has to be doing Teshuvah, and Teshuvah was actually created before the world, that the halachas are one mitzvah, but there's a ikarm ha-negramimah biglala. There are many primary principles that come up because of the concept of Teshuvah, and one of them is reward and punishment, which we're going to be discussing for the next few parakim, which in this parak specifically is regarding free will and regarding a person's responsibility for what he does. Which Rambam gives a look off regarding the free choice that a person has and his responsibility, his liability for that. Rishos l'chalad nesuna. Permission is given to every single person if he wants to tilt himself to the good path and to be righteous. Permission is given to him. And if he wants to tilt himself to the bad path and to be wicked, the permission is granted to him. This was written in the term, that behold, that Hashem says regarding Adam Rishon, that he's like one of us, to know good and bad. In other words, the way the Rambam translates the pasuk is, behold, this species of man, he's singular in the world. And there's no other species that's similar to him in this idea, that he from himself, with his thoughts and with his knowledge, he knows the good and the bad, and he does what he desires. And there's no one that can stop him, so to speak, from doing the good or the bad. Since that's the case, so therefore, now that he ate from the Eitz Hadas, maybe he's going to send forth his hand to the Eitz HaChayim, to the Tree of Life, and therefore they have to chase him out of Gan Eden. But we see that he has this choice, and this is what's called free will. Says the Rambam, don't let it pass by your thoughts. This thing, that the fools of the nations of the world say, and most of the immature Jewish people, that God has decreed on the man from the beginning of his creation, he's going to be righteous or wicked. That's not the case. Rather, every single person is befitting for him to become a righteous person like Moshe Rabbeinu. Or wicked like the wicked Yeravim ben Nebat who made the Jewish people sin. Or wise in doing the right thing, or foolish in doing the wrong things, or being compassionate, or to the opposite extreme, being cruel, or being extremely stingy, or extremely generous. And so to all other characteristics, a person has a choice to be either extreme. And there's no one that's going to force him, not decreeing him, no one's pulling him to any one of the two paths of good or bad. Rather, he himself, and with his own intelligence, he tells himself to which path he wants to go. This is what Yirmiyahu says in Sefer Eicha. From the mouth of the one above, doesn't come out the bad or the good. In other words, God, the Creator, does not decree on man, not to be good nor to be bad. Since that's the case, it comes out that this sinner, who has to this asma, he has caused the loss for himself. And this is where it comes up regarding the halachas of tshuva. If it's appropriate for him livkos to cry and to lament on his sins about masha asla nafshe, what he did to his soul, ugmola run, that he treated bad. This is what it says after that there in Eicha. What is a living person going to complain about? Meaning to say like, oh, his poor lot in his life. That's not because of Hashem. It's because of what he did willingly, and he's causing the bad to himself. Gever al chatov, a person on his sins. The Chazmam, and then he goes and he says that it says further there in Eicha. Since we have this options in our own hands, and with our own intelligence, with our own willingness that we did this bad. So roll on the lachze b'tshuva v'lazze b'rishenus. If it's appropriate for us to return with repentance and to forsake our wickedness, shereshus atabiyadein, because that option, that is an opportunity that we have to go and do tshuva and leave the wickedness. That's what it says after that. Let us seek our paths and investigate it, v'neshuva ad Hashem, and return to Hashem. Now, this idea that the choice is by the person to do according to what he wants to, Ikra Gadlahu is a primary principle. V'amur ha-toyva mitzvah, and it's the pillar of Torah and mitzvahs. Shlomo says a pasuk in Devarim. Re'ei, see, says Hashem, nasati lefnecha hayom, I gave in front of you today, esachayim esatoyv, the life and the good, v'samamis v'saram, the death and the bad. And it says another pasuk, see, I have given you today, in front of you today, blessing and curses. In other words, that the opportunity is by you. And whatever person wants to do from all the actions of mankind, whether they're good or whether they're bad. Because of this, it says in Sefer Devarim, "Miyiten," says Hashem, who would give that their heart should be for them always for the good? In other words, like as if it only depends on them. Claim in other words, that the Creator does not force mankind. But doesn't force them to do good or bad. Everything is given over to them. Now halacha dalad, the righteous judgment that comes from Hashem, ilo hakel hayugoyzel adam. Now, if it would be like those fools think that God would decree on man, liyos tzadik or rasha, to be righteous or wicked, or let's say there would be something shemayshich has adam that would draw a person, would pull a person from the primary element of his birth, it would be genetic lederech min adrachim, to a path from the paths, or lamadim min amadois, or for the intelligence from all the different types of intelligence, or ledeyim min adeis, or character from all different types of character, that a person's personality would be, or lemaisim emaisim, or some action from all the actions that a person does. Like these people make up, hatipshim, the fools, hoivrishamayim, the astrologers, they say, oh, it depends on the person's astrology. Then how would God command us through the prophets? Asekach, do this. Valtesekach, and don't do this. Hativadarchechem, make your paths good. Valtechacharishachem, don't go after your wickedness. What do you mean? But from the beginning of his creation, it's already been decreed on him. Or let's say his birth, the way the constellations, or regarding his character, or his personality, or whatever it is drawing him to something and that he cannot remove himself from. So what would be placed for the whole entire Torah? It's telling us what to do when the person has no choice. With what judgment, with what right would we punish to collect from the wicked, or to give reward to the righteous? Like based on a pasuk that would the judge of all the land not do the right thing? Don't wonder and say, wait a second. But wait a second, how can you tell me that a person can do whatever he wants to do? And his actions are given over to him. And you tell me that's why a person could get rewarded or punished, because he does have free will and he could choose to do good no matter what his personality, no matter what his astrological sign is. But you think something can happen in the world without the willingness, without the permission of the Creator, without his desire? But our customer in the pasuk says, "Until him, whatever Hashem desires, also b'shamayim v'aretz, he doesn't have in the earth." So how can you say man will do bad, which is against what God wants? Says the Rambam, "Dasha kol kechefzi yasa." You should know that everything is done with His will. Even though our actions are given over to us, okay, so how's that possible? How could it be what God wants when we get to choose? Yes, kishem shayyotzer chofetz liyos ha'esh baruach olam lamala. Just like the Creator wants and desires that fire and wind should go up, and the water and land should be going down. And the planets, which this refers to the ninth galgal that we had spoken about, the Torah Perek Gimel, that it goes around its orbit in 24 hours. It's the daily orbit that the Earth is in. And all the other creations of the world, that leaves Kimin Hagen Shachavitz, by the God wants it to be in the nature that He wants it, that He created it in. And that's how the animals are, and that's how all the different elements are. That is God's desire. That's His will, that He wants man to be in His own dominion. And all His actions are given over to Him. That there should not be anyone forcing Him or pulling Him. Only Himself. With the intelligence that God has given them, a person does whatever a person can do. Therefore, we judge him based on his actions. If he does good, we do good to him. If he does bad, we do bad to him. This is what the prophet says, it's from your hands that this was. And like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, they also chose in their paths. It's regarding this that Shlomo says in Keilah, "Samach bacha b'yaldasecha, rejoice, O young one, in your youth." V'da, and you should know kial koleli v'yachal. Like you remember, you should know that for all this, God's going to bring you to judgment. Claim, in other words, da'ash yesh b'yadcha koyach la'asas. Know that it is in your hand the ability to do. V'asurat elit nesaten, and you're going to ultimately give the judgment for what you have done. Now, halacha hey, regarding God's knowledge, God's omniscience. Shematem, maybe you're going to say, wait a second. LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yideh Komasha Yeh, Kodim Shiyeh. God knows everything that's going to be before it's going to be. Yodah Shezeh Yeh Tzadik Rasha. He knows that this person is going to be righteous or wicked, or Lo Yodah, or he doesn't know. Im Yodah Shu Yeh Tzadik, if he knows he's going to be righteous, Yef Shishle Yeh Tzadik. It's not possible he's not going to be righteous, because God's awareness makes it that it has to be like that. But we said that a person has free will. And V'im Toimah Sheh Yodah Sheh Yeh Tzadik. But if you're telling me that, oh, he knows that he could be righteous, but maybe he could be wicked, that means to say God doesn't really know this with ultimate clarity. It's not possible that by God, whose ultimate perfection, will not know if this person will be good or not. So how do we resolve that contradiction? It says, it says that you should know that the response to this question is a paraphrasing a pasuk, is it's length from... It's longer than the land is its measurement, and it's wider than the sea. How many great principles of Aharim, Ramim, and great heights of mountains, Tuluyim Ba, that these peaks of the mountains depend on this answer. But says Ram, but you have to understand and know this thing that I'm telling you. Rabbi Aharon beperek sheni milchas yisrael Torah already explained the second chapter of the laws of the fundamentals of the Torah. Shakadosh Baruch Hu in Yideyim Mideyah Sheichutz Bim, and that God's knowledge is not from a knowledge that's from beyond Himself. Kibbutz Adam, like people, which we internalize understanding. Shehem B'dayt Mishnayim, the person and their intelligence are two different things. No, Elohu, rather Him, Yisalashma, His name should be elevated. B'dayte and His knowledge is Echad, is one. And B'ein Dayte Shal Adam Michoy LaHasik Daba Ze El Boryeh, and the intelligence of men cannot fathom, cannot understand, cannot grasp this thing with clarity, because we don't have that type of knowledge. And just like a person cannot understand and to find the truth of the understanding of the Creator, like it says the pasuk in Shemayis, "Kilo yirani odem chai," that a person will not see me and live. So we don't understand God. We know what He's not, and that's how we understand Him. So the person cannot reach and to find the intelligence of the Creator, which is the question we're asking regarding His intelligence about knowing. This is what the prophet says in Yeshaya, because God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My paths are not your path. So the Kivin Shekeinu, since that's the case, that a person does not have the ability to understand what God knows, so we don't have the ability to know how could God know all the creations and their actions? But we should know without any doubt, Shemaisa Odom Yarom, that the actions of man are in the hands of man, and God does not pull him, and neither does He decree upon him this idea. And says the Rambam, it's not only because of the acceptance of our faith that we know this, which is definitely a tradition that we have, to resolve what's called the contradiction of Yediyah and Bechira, God's knowledge, His foreknowledge, and yet our free will. Rather, these are from clear proofs from the words of wisdom, how God is beyond time and how He can know things at the same time we who are in time are able to choose. And because of this, it says in the prophecy, like we said, that a man is judged on his actions according to his actions, if they're good or bad. And this is the primary principle that all the words of the prophets are dependent on, that a person gets to choose and is going to get judged for what he does.